Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
That's right, it's time for Travelling Tunes. Morena Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are ya?
I'm good. I'm ready for Calypso.
Awesome. I feel like I'm ready for Calypso. Is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad. I wasn't sure what you guys would think of it.
I feel like it's perfect, like, kind of Friday morning situation.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little
about
the Calypso. Like, what is Calypso for those uninitiated?
So there's a country in the Caribbean called Trinidad. Mm-hmm. And in the last century, they developed this music that's a mixture of all the peoples and history that happened there, especially West Africans that had been brought there. And in West Africa, they had this role in their communities called a griot or griot. And these were storytellers. They kind of evolved into sort of musicians. And so that element of African music brought to Trinidad evolved into this calypso music that's storytelling. And so it sounds really fun and joyful, but it's actually like really subversive. It's got satire, metaphor, a lot of wit. It was exposing corruption in the government, critiquing colonialism, a voice for the oppressed people. So people might know the like the Deo Banana song or the Shake Sonora song from Beetlejuice.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Beetlejuice. Yellow Bird, yeah, Yellow that's Bird. A good one.
Yeah, and so it's global now, but all from these people telling these stories and, you know, so embroiled with history and race and colonialism.
Yeah, we don't often think about how much the sounds of our contemporary music are influenced by, you know, the histories of the slave trade and colonialism, but it all traces back.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, that was how, you know, we circulated a lot of elements of our culture. But I guess to have it still alive and still vibrant and in 2025, listening to it here in Aotearoa, you know, it's a testament to the power and creativity of people.
Totally. We've got a few songs. What do you want to start with?
Oh, well, let's start with Don't Touch Me Tomato.
Awesome.
I like that one.
Tell us about this track.
Okay, so it's 1957. George Simonet, the king of calypso, he's a nightclub entertainer. Mm-hmm. Now, this song, you can have a guess when you listen to it whether it has double entendre or not. Mm-hmm. Apparently, when it's sung by women, like Josephine Baker's even released a version, the double entendre is a little stronger. So you guys have a listen to see if it's a body song or it's just a song about going to the market and buying local produce.
Okay. we'll try and figure it out.
Please, mister, don't touch me tomato. Please don't you touch me tomato. Touch me yummy pumpkin potato. For goodness sake, don't touch me tomato. Touch me this, you touch me that. Touch me everything I've got. Touch me plum and me apple too. Here's one thing you just can't do. All you do is feel 'em, feel 'em. Ain't you tired of the feel 'em, feel 'em? All you do is squeeze 'em, man. Ain't you tired of the squeeze 'em, squeeze 'em? Please, mister, don't touch me tomato. Please don't you touch me tomato. Touch me yummy pumpkin potato. For goodness sake, don't touch me tomato. To take advice from me, the more you look, the less you see. If you just must have your way, double the price you've got to pay. All you do is feel 'em, feel 'em. Ain't you tired of the feel 'em, feel 'em? All you do is squeeze 'em, man. Ain't you tired of the squeeze 'em? Please, miss, but don't touch me, tomato. Please don't you touch me, tomato. Touch me yummy pumpkin potato. For goodness sake, don't touch me, tomato.
I can definitely sense that this would have a stronger feeling of that double entendre when sung by by women.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing with Calypso as well is it's about doing covers of like the iconic songs. So there's no like stigma attached to not writing your own music.
Okay.
Although, you know, many people will write songs as well, mm-hmm. but there's like certain classic hits and top artists will re-record, you know, some of the top songs. So I guess that's what also keeps it alive, you know, to have these sort of iconic songs that get sort of passed around and everybody knows.
Mm. That's one thing I noticed when I was trying to source these tracks to play is that there's so many versions of each of the ones we've chosen.
Absolutely. And I guess, you know, people do add their own spin and people have their favorite songs. And then here's the even more interesting thing is Calypso, I don't know why, but they're really into competition. They have really big annual competitions and carnivals, and people will be, you know, voted the Calypso King of the world. In fact, our next track by Mighty Sparrow, twice he's been voted the Calypso King of Kings.
Wow.
I mean, this, I don't know, it's just a huge, massive culture. And, it's spawned all the sort of other sort of musics from, you know, that region as well, soca and dance hall. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's this real bubbling region. As we know, reggae came from Jamaica. You know, this region's just full of all sorts of creativity. So Mighty Sparrow, this next song from 1982 is actually quite, you know, direct as far as its politics.
Yeah.
About gentrification and tourism, unemployment, inflation. This one, there's no double entendre, is there?
No, this one's on the nose.
The title is Capitalism Gone Mad, which...
Yeah, there you go.
I feel that.
Yeah, I felt that really strongly when I was selecting it.
Cool, let's have a listen.
Going on the brain, and the working man, like the only toiling in vain. Where you ever hear a television for 7,000, $250,000 falling piece of land. A pair of sneakers, $200, 80,000, 90,000 for motor cars. At last, here in Trinidad, we see capitalism gone mad. It's sad and getting more bad, because capitalism gone mad. Provide for your family today on your present salary is an impossibility. In this country, so many bills to pay, there is no conceivable way to save for a rainy day. In this country, avariciousness, to be precise, is why every damn thing so overpriced. Big business making everybody feel, government give them I open license to steal. Would you believe me? One nylon panty is $19.90. $20 for some baby milk. The cheapest jersey costs over $60. $200 and change a yard for silk. It's hard here in Trinidad. Lord have mercy, capitalism gone mad. It's sad. Things getting more bad. Oh Lord, capitalism gone mad.
It's actually a brilliant hook. It's hard here in Trinidad. Capitalism gone mad. That's kind
of
genius.
It's a stroke of genius.
I know, I can see everyone in their car on their way to work going, no, capitalism gone mad. And humming along.
It's interesting hearing such a kind of like pressing issue, like a very serious issue.
With such upbeat music.
Such, like, let loose music.
I know, it's a really funny contrast. And I guess you can hear how, you know, people think of it as this happy, you know, happy music. But yeah, that it's really this sort of you know, suitcase for social commentary, and folk poetry, they call it, to sort of be transferred all across the world.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess that's part of why it's so timeless as well. Like, this song came out in 1982, right? And it's such...
Yeah.
The lyrics are still so relevant today, and it's still such a... Yeah, the musical elements as well are still so sort of infectious that how could you not love it?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and think of the banana song, you know?
Mm.
That's why I didn't want to play it, but that's already in your head right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to escape. It's like Under the Sea. I love that you put that in our email as well from The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
It's a good shout, you know.
Under the Sea. Oh, brilliant.
So, you know, for the small little music to have such global reach, you know? And that, yeah. You know, yeah.
It's not a big nation as well.
I know. Small island nation, you know, we think about the Pacific as well. But, you know, that the power small island nations can have.
Ever since you mentioned that they have calypso competitions, I thought of how much fun it would be to go to one. That might have just been added to my bucket list.
Wow. Oh, what a great idea.
Oh, it'd just be so much fun, that's awesome.
Hard. We've got one more song from Calypso Rose. Talk to us about this one a little bit.
Yeah, so it's a really old song, Rum and Coca-Cola. It was a big hit for these three white ladies in 1945. So Calypso had been popping into the American charts. I knew about the 50s and 60s. I hadn't realized in the 40s. But so this is Calypso Rose doing, you know, rehashing the old song and I guess sort of taking it back. And she's an amazing artist. Just looking up her, she started performing when she was 13 years old. She's released 1,000 songs. She's based in New York now. She's performed with Bob Marley. She was at Coachella in 2019.
Okay. So, okay, girl.
Yeah, so she's had an amazing career. So this is her 2016 version of this old song, which also has double entendre as well. I've heard this song many times.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's about soldiers visiting the islands and meeting local ladies. So...
Oh.
Careful listen or just enjoy the fun with this rum and Coca-Cola.
Just quickly, I want to touch on you mentioning that it sort of was spreading outside of the Caribbean and making its way into the American charts, and then obviously this is Calypso Rose sort of reclaiming this song. Is that something that Calypso's faced quite a bit, like that sort of cultural appropriation sort of thing?
Oh, you know, absolutely. You know, especially, you know, having it in the movies like Beetlejuice is fun.
Yeah.
But you know, they're really keeping it strong, which sort of keeping that anti-colonialism message, you know, keeping it local. And I guess that's how the competition, you know, just like we see with musics here, having a competition, especially with young people, you know, really sort of keeps the standard high and people working really hard, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, I think we'll leave it there and listen to Rum and Coca-Cola from Calypso Rose. Thank you so much, Kirsten, for another brilliant Travelling Tunes.
Cool. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. You too.
You know, so this song is called Rum and Coca-Cola. Okay.
Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.